From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. After an almost two-year campaign, voters all across the country are coming out in record numbers to pick America's next president. This election has sparked a national discussion about race, gender, and identity, and it comes at a critical time when America is facing a financial crisis of massive proportions. None of this has been lost on the people who are going to the polls today. We took the chance to talk to some voters from across the country about what it was like for them to participate in this historic election.
It was my first presidential election, and I was very excited.
It's my first time voting in America.
I felt good. I was so happy. As a matter of fact, I just got a natural high. I am so excited.
Yes, it actually is my first time voting. Right now, I'm on the corner of Bedford Avenue and Snyder, and I'm waiting on a line of votes around the corner.
Absolutely. I've never stood in a line before. This is the first. This has been and continues to be history.
The first time I see so much people ready to vote.
I voted at the Knights of Columbus Hall over in Dulac. It was 6 o'clock in the morning. It's a presidential election, and I'm the fourth person that came and vote. And what's bad about this area is that nobody... It's just bad low voter turnout so far, and we should have at least 10 people out there.
I'm a teacher, so I made sure that my sixth grade children and the students understood that it is important for them to vote, why their parents are voting today. It is important for them to understand it, because in 8 years, they will have to make the same decision based on issues, not based on who's running or what color they are or male or female, all the controversies that they've had during the campaign.
Times is important, and I was watching a lot of the debates, so I figured it was really important to come out and make it final to really get my vote out there.
I think it was very easy if people take the time before and read everything.
Healthcare, education, those are my main issues.
No, I just hope everybody who is registered to vote get out and vote. It doesn't matter who you vote for, as long as you vote. And please be educated about voting, and don't believe all the lies you hear.
I think every people here want change. I think today we're going to write another page of this story.
You know, we're going to make history whether we vote Republican or if we vote Democratic. Republican, we're going to have a woman vice president. Democratic, we're going to have an African-American, half African-American, half white. So we're going to make history. So I'm sure it's that.
It's time for a change, and I hope that everyone can get up, get out there and vote. Everybody, get up. If you can go to the club and do everything else, get up, go vote. We could party afterwards.
We heard from Heather Billiot in Dulac, Louisiana, Ernestine and Augustus in Harlem, New York, Anita Bonvillon in Dulac, Louisiana, Darnell Dorval in Flatbush, Brooklyn, Avis Anderson in Washington, D.C., and Albuniz Salomon in Brooklyn, New York, plus Amanda Parfait in Dulac, Louisiana, with a special thanks to reporters from People's Production House.